the glorious Lord Jesus Christ. If someone meets him directly and just continues on until they find him, they will meet the one and only, the most beautiful being in the universe, God Almighty. The glorious splendor of his majesty. The beauty of the Lord, the majesty, the glory of the Lord. That's the answer. He's God Almighty. He's available to every person. And yet, we do other things. And, you know, we miss it. We've all gone astray. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. There's none who does good. No, not one. Only Jesus Christ. And so we look to him and we go directly to him. And I don't want to focus on the negatives because, yes, there's, you know, we face, there's negatives, right? I mean, that's the world. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness. There is persecution if we do this publicly. The positives, he himself, this is just a way to explain it. On a scale of 0 to 1,000, he is infinity in his glory and majesty and beauty and mercy and love and patience and goodness and faithfulness. So what do? We worship him in spirit and in truth. We learn from him. We daily just walk with him. It's a glorious walk. And as we go deeper, it gets more and more glorious. We go from glory to glory. That's one glorious revelation to another. From faith to faith, from hope to hope, from love to love, from life to life. We go up higher. He's the Most High God. He's so few. So few. Jesus said, strive to enter by the narrow gate. For wide is the gate, broad is the road that leads to destruction. Many go in by it, but oh, how narrow is the gate, and constricted is the way which leads to life. Just the gate that leads to life. And he's the way, the truth, and the life. Life is that third phase. Few even just enter by the gate. Even fewer go deeper. You know, Jesus talked about the few 3 times at least. He said, many are called, few are chosen. He said, the harvest is plentiful, the laborers are few. And yet those few, there's 2.2 billion people on the earth who would say, yes, I'm a Christian and I'm a Catholic. I believe in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. 2.2 billion is the largest people group in the world. Amen. And yes, there's glorious things being done in the body of Christ. And oh, hallelujah. Look into the ministry Christ for All Nations, Reinhard Bonnke's ministry. He recently went to heaven, but it's continuing on. They're having mass crusades. Look at these great men of God around the world. And find your stream and your Father in the Spirit and move in that. We want to help you get there. We want to release the Holy Spirit to anyone who will listen. And when someone just goes directly to him, they'll find him. He'll meet you more than halfway. Glory to God. Glory. And he'll give you your... You, if you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, he'll fill you with his Holy Spirit. If you haven't received the baptism, you can receive that. And you can speak in tongues and receive the gifts and the gift of discernment and the gift of... It's all simple. It's not complicated. Glory to God. He'll show you exactly what he wants you to do. And it's so important. You know, here's a revelation that a great man of God just said recently. God will judge the sinners who are not saved for not receiving his son. But Jesus is going to judge the church. God has given the church, the saints, to Jesus Christ, and he's going to judge us for our works. That's in several places, at least two places I know of in the Bible, in Matthew and also in Revelation. Yes, it's serious. It's also a celebration. It's a celebration. It's a glorious celebration of the one and only. The Trinity, this glorious, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ is God, and yet he's the Son of God and says, my Father's greater than I. And the Holy Spirit is, oh, hallelujah. So glorious. But I want to finish with this. The beauty, his majesty, his glory, his, you know, we're on the earth and we're so conditioned with all these different conditionings and our background and all this. Let's just forget all that and let's start today and say, God, fill me up with what you want me to have and to know and to experience. Just fill me up. I'm a vessel available for you. Glory to God.